Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're welcome to join us here toll-free to bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up, Uber has been raided. We will tell you where and what is going on with that situation. We've been following the Uber and Lyft sort of drama, if you will, that has been brought upon them by various governments around the U.S. and around the world. So that's on the way here tonight. Plus, a prosecutor actually apologizes for going after an innocent man. Of course, he didn't apologize until decades later. But nonetheless, we can cover that story, too. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, though, where we've actually got a special guest on the line. Virgil Vaduva is with us. Virgil, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You actually were in the news today, and Mark and I happened to both notice the story, and so I figured let's get Virgil on the air instead of just
never
reading.
Ending.
Yeah, reading
never
the news.
Ending. I'm following in your footsteps, Ian.
Yeah.
Meaning you've gotten arrested multiple times?
Yeah, you're getting yourself in lots of trouble.
Yes. Yes.
So, you're also doing it in Ohio, and you're not in New Hampshire yet, which is
extra
risky.
You get a team with him, though.
Yeah, you do have some support out there, which is
that's all we've ever said, is to get a team with you.
So, you're a photographer by trade. That's what you do. And you work with the Greene County Herald as one of the myriad of things that is on your plate. You have also engaged in civil disobedience recently, where a new ordinance, is it a new ordinance or has it been around for a long time?
It's been around for about a year and a half or a couple of years or so.
That's relatively new in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
In Xenia, Ohio, which is, I guess, near to where you live, but you don't actually live within that political jurisdiction?
I do not live in their jurisdiction, but it's about 10 or 15 minutes away from where I live right
so
now.
So you drove out to Xenia a few weeks back, and you got arrested for violating a panhandling ordinance.
That's right. That's right. Yes, as soon as I found out about this ordinance, I decided to commit some civil disobedience. I can't say that I committed a crime because my trial is still due here in a couple of days, but and I was cited. It's a fourth degree misdemeanor here in Ohio. It's a $200 fine and 30 days in jail. So I'm actually facing some real jail time here.
Right. And you were also out on bail conditions, weren't you? Because you were arrested at a protest where you were there covering it as a photographer at a mall.
That's right.
A sit-in, or a die-in,
as
they called it.
It was a die-in, and I am out on bail right now. Fortunately, the bail conditions, after I spoke with you, I did check my bail conditions, and they're not very strict at all. All they demand is basically that I show up for court.
Okay, that's good.
So there's no contradiction there or violation in any way.
Okay. So you went to court for the first initial hearing, a pretrial conference on the arrest for panhandling.
That's right. And we had a couple of hearings. This judge seems to go out of his way to really reinforce the fact that I should need legal representation. He's very concerned about the fact that I do not have an attorney. And then I spoke with a couple of criminal
attorneys. Of course, he's an attorney, right?
Of course. Absolutely.
Of course the attorneys think we need attorneys.
Right. You can't handle this on your own.
We've spent centuries building a system that's so Byzantine and convoluted that we can only possibly allow attorneys to navigate it. You have to have 3 years of school to do this, and frankly, none of them know what they're doing anyway. It's not really the qualification of the 3 years. It's really just about only the lawyers want to let the lawyers in the club.
Yep. Yeah, they make up things as they go, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's very insistent on this. And then I spoke with a couple of local criminal defense attorneys, and they both pretty much said, you know why he wants you to have a lawyer, don't you? And I said, no. They said, well, you would make his life a lot easier. When you have an attorney, you know, they're a middleman for you. They can negotiate and do the plea bargaining stuff and all that. But when you're a pro se, you're making their lives miserable.
Really?
So that that's the reason for it.
That's interesting. Yeah. I wonder why that would be. I mean, I've never felt like I was a burden. I've taken a lot of cases on my own to court, defended myself in pretty much, well, actually all of them, except for the Robin Hood case, which was a group case, and we had a great free speech attorney sign up for that one. But I've never really felt like I've been a burden on the court. I mean, I've certainly filed motions and things like that, but so do attorneys. So I guess maybe the idea that you're a burden would be that you need a lot of hand-holding or something like that by the judge, or maybe you don't know the process and you'll be asking a bunch of questions in court.
It's possible. For example, today I did not know how subpoenas work because I filed subpoenas. I subpoenaed all the city council members, the people that passed this law.
Oh, this is going to be a circus.
I subpoenaed all of them. It's going to be epic, and of course they can't do anything about subpoenas. They can object. The city prosecutor objected, but the judge pretty much said, "Well, you will have to deal with this at the trial." So all these people have been subpoenaed.
Interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so they're going to have to show up, and then they're going to try to object and maybe prevent them from testifying at the trial.
Probably.
Now, do you get a jury on a case like this, or is it too small? Because yeah, there's jail time, right? So you get a jury.
Yep, absolutely. You have to request a jury trial. It's not automatic.
Are you going to do that?
A jury trial? Absolutely. I have done that, and there will be a jury on Thursday here to talk.
This is starting Thursday?
Thursday morning, in 2 days, Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Normally, I'm used to pretrial conferences happening weeks away from the actual trial. So this is, are you ready to go? I mean, have you had enough time to prepare your defense?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Well, I was planning on using a constitutional defense, but that was kind of shut down today.
Tell me about that. What happened?
Yeah. So during the pretrial, the judge kind of goes back and forth, you know, asking questions here and there, and to my surprise, the prosecutor basically filed a verbal motion. He motioned the court to basically prevent me from raising the constitutionality argument for this law.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go on, I mean, had you filed a motion indicating your intention to argue on a constitutional basis?
I did not. No.
So this was totally preemptive. He just said, this guy knows his rights. We don't want him talking about
the Constitution. Dear God, somebody might bring up the First Amendment to the Constitution. We're lawyers. We don't want to talk about the highest law in the land. Every one of these people should be shut down out of their business.
What was the motion exactly?
Well, it was a verbal motion, and I can't remember the words that he used. He used one of these legalese, type of sentence. It was basically a motion to minimize the scope of my argument.
Only to the facts in the case, not to any controversial.
Yes. Okay. Not to raise constitutionality issues, not to raise the First Amendment, not to subpoena.
Isn't it a fact in your case that you did this because you believe it is a violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution?
Of course. That was the whole point.
Excellent. Then it shouldn't be a problem because this is a fact in the case.
Exactly.
Wow.
It is, absolutely.
So the judge
approved? A bunch of criminals, from the guy in the black muumuu all the way down, from the ones in Washington, D.C., all the way to Zinnia, Ohio. It is a cartelized gang of lawyer thieves.
So he approved this motion. He granted it. The judge.
Well, it was a sit-in judge. So the normal judge was at a funeral today, and this was like some retired judge that she sits in, and she kept going on about, well, I have to rule on this. And when I mentioned the constitutionality issue after the motion, she said, you may not bring the Constitution up here. This is not the place for that.
If it's not a court of law, where?
When she said you can't bring it up here, what did she mean during the discussion about the motion, or did she mean period at all? You can't bring this up at trial.
At all. Not at the trial, not anywhere.
Okay, so you got this on video, right?
I have it on audio. I have Bamboozer running. I have the audio posted already. It's been making the news.
Really?
It has pretty much enraged a bunch of people, anywhere from cop block folks to sovereign folks to anonymous. It's kind of being all over the place.
This is not the first time we've heard of this in sort of the, you know, the lower court level, where it's like, we don't talk about the Constitution here. Can somebody explain? I mean, you know, really, seriously, Virgil, did you not ask this woman? Well, if it's not in the in the judicial branch that I bring up the Constitution, exactly where am I supposed to bring it up?
I'd bring it up during opening statements.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just,
you know,
Virgil Wells
I was
too.
At a loss, and Ian, maybe you have some advice, because I was so shocked by what she said. My face turned red. I was so angry that I was at a loss of words. I didn't know what to say. Really?
It's so funny. All right, well, I don't have advice because I'm not a lawyer, but we can talk about some ideas here in a moment. More with right. Virgil. He is possibly going to jail for panhandling in Xenia, Ohio. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-453. Coming up, Uber rated. We'll tell you where. 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Very simple. You just reach out to us on Skype, send a contact request. It will be approved as soon as we notice it coming in. It usually doesn't take much more than a segment of the show for us to notice. And then after that point, it'll be easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward. Coming up the end of the week here, Mark, you and I, we're leaving on Friday so we can be in Austin, Texas for Saturday and Sunday for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, which I'm excited about because last year we went to the very first Texas Bitcoin Conference. It happened kind of outside of the city limits at a racetrack. This year we're going to be right in the heart of downtown, and I think that's just more fun for a convention to be in a sort of an urban area. We can go out and, you know, go out to eat different fancy restaurants and things like that. Or not so fancy restaurants, city restaurants. They're fun.
We went to Stubbs Barbecue.
Yeah,
it was really awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good, I have to say. Not the best barbecue I'd ever had, but yeah, it's different.
It was fun.
So Texas.
I mean, it's not like hanging out and having dinner with you is considered the high point of my life or anything like that.
TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you there. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event, and you can get $25 off. Mark, did you ever find out when the online registration closes for the Texas Bitcoin Conference?
I looked and I didn't really see that.
So. Okay. Yeah, it's important for us to know that. At some point, they are going to close online registrations, and then you'll have to show up at the door, and I cannot guarantee you FTL will get you a discount at the door. You'll be rolling the dice with that one. So better to go and get your tickets sooner.
Yeah, do it now.
Rather than later. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's coming up. Plus, they're going to feature the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, and you get $25 off by using code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you there this weekend as we go back to Virgil Viduva with us here on Skype. Virgil, you were in court today, and you say you've got audio of the hearing, which shocked you. You were shocked
yes.
that this district court judge basically said, yeah, there will be no constitution allowed in my courtroom.
Yep. Yeah, she did say that. Those are her exact words, more or less. No constitution will be mentioned here in this courtroom. And she followed through with that. Let's see. She kind of laughed at me when I mentioned that panhandling is about free speech and about the First Amendment. So
she laughed.
What do you say to a judge?
Apparently not keeping up because the courts are ruling all across this nation. That's the case. What this woman is doing is irresponsibly wasting the tax money of the people of Xenia. She should be like, hey, police department, don't you read the papers? This crap is unconstitutional and has been. Get this guy out of my courtroom and bring me some lawbreakers.
Now, Virgil.
Well, she is retired, Mark. Give her a break. Come on.
Well, no.
All right. So, but wait a minute. Now, didn't you tell us before that the ACLU of Ohio actually reached out to you? What happened with that? Because it sounds like you're going this alone.
Yeah, I never heard back from them, so I don't know what they did about this.
No, they never called
me back. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I mean, if I end up losing here, there will definitely be a federal lawsuit filed. Mm. You know, I have enough money, and I just gotta find the correct attorney, the right attorney that focuses on civil rights and is willing to take a case like this on, because I have no problem following through with this.
Is this going to be your first court hearing, your first actual trial that you've done?
Yes, this is my first trial that I participated in outside of, you know, the speeding tickets and things like that. And I'm representing myself, so I don't have an attorney. And it's kind of a hit and miss thing. You don't know their rules. You know, they're obscure. It's hard to understand, hard to read.
Well, that's one of the nice things about not having an attorney. And this could be one reason why the judge really wants you to have an attorney, because the attorney has essentially sworn an oath to the court system. They, you know, they work for the courts.
True.
And, you know, they don't get paid by the courts, but essentially they have an oath of allegiance to some extent, from what I understand, to the court system. So there's just certain things that attorneys will not do. So, for instance, an attorney would never dare to say in front of a jury, you know, I'm facing 30 days in jail for this, or, you know, my client is facing 30 days in jail for this, because then he could be sanctioned in some way for breaking one of the cardinal rules of court. But if you say that, then the only thing the judge can do at that point is pretty much say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to strike that from the record. You need to disregard what Mr. Viduva has said there.
Oh, I'd go even one better than that. I'd say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, these people here in this courtroom courtroom are wasting your time. Courts across the nation have ruled this to be a free speech issue. You remember the First Amendment? It's the freedom of speech, and that's what people need is
and
speech.
Then objection, and then let the prosecution come in with their objection and start objecting to you talking about
looks like
about
they're
the
objecting to the First Amendment in a court of law, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hence the waste
you won't
of time.
You won't get that far, Mark, because once the prosecutor objects, the judge is going to call a conference at his desk or outside of the room, and the jury will not get to hear the arguments about the objection in that case. So he will try to preclude them from as much knowledge of that
but
as possible.
But you can do things in the courtroom that the lawyer can't. And I would just point out, look, we're objecting to the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I fully intend to communicate to the jury that I was prevented to talk about the Constitution. I fully intend to tell them that the judge swore an oath to the Constitution. I have full intention to talk about these things and maybe back off about, you know, making a constitutional-only argument, but I have no intention, of not talking about the constitutionality of this. So.
Right. So you can talk about that during opening statements. You can talk about that if you decide to testify as well. If you choose to get up and actually give testimony in this case, then you can talk about your motivations for it.
You might as well. What are they going to do? Ask you questions like, did you panhandle for money out in front of the courthouse with a camera?
Oh, right. Yeah, you know you did that.
Right. Also, the prosecutor said that bringing up the Constitution would confuse the jury, and I can't. Yeah. He said that on the record. I can't believe that the prosecutor would make a statement like that.
Now, what happens in Ohio if somebody brings up jury nullification?
Well, there's case law that basically clearly prevents you from doing so.
Really?
So you may not bring it up. But I heard that there's a fairly decent-sized protest scheduled for Thursday morning at the courthouse. It sounds like a lot of people from Anonymous and other folks would come. And FIJA, you know, people from the Fully Informed Jury Association will show up to hand out flyers.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I have no idea. I have no idea how that's going to turn out, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I hope that somebody gets a video of some of this so we can, you know, our listeners can kind of come in from afar.
I hope this gets dismissed. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that they're wasting people's time.
It sounds like they're going to the mat with this.
It does. It sounds like they're going to waste everybody's money over this.
It's incredible. I am absolutely blown away. In some ways, I'm glad they're not dropping it or dismissing it, but I'm blown away that this prosecutor has doubled down on this and is willing to take this to a full jury trial over panhandling.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so the trial starts Thursday. There may be some protesters out there. There may be jury outreach going on. Are you going to be able to get an actual camera in for the trial? Because it sounded like
yes.
You only had an audio track today.
Yep, I will. I will have. We'll have a bunch of journalists already offered to come and both stream it live and also handle my own camera equipment to record the trial. You can file media appearances notices.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio and with the local courts, and they are pretty much required by law to let you in. So, yes.
All right,
we will,
good.
We'll
look forward to seeing it it happen. With the aftermath hopefully will not involve jail time for you, and hopefully the jury will have a conscience and do the right thing in this case. I thank you, Virgil, for the update tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, what's the website people can go to follow along with this?
Go to truthvoice.com. The articles are right at the top. You'll get the latest updates right there.
Excellent. Truthvoice.com, and thanks, Virgil. We'll keep you. Hopefully you'll be able to call us Thursday night and let us know what happens. More coming up.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Market folks are not yet listeners to Edgington Post, which is your podcast series that is an interview series. They should tune in to get more information about Fort Gault.
Well, how do people get to be like, you know, regular Edgington Post listeners? I don't know
how
to do a podcast. I don't know how to do a podcast.
You put your own podcast out and you don't even know how to instruct people on how to tune into it?
No.
Jesus.
No, I don't. It's something to do with an RSS feed.
So,
RSS stands for Really Simple Server.
No. No. Apparently, it's not simple enough for you. It's Really Simple Syndication is what that stands for,
okay. Well,
as I understand it. Anyway, Mark, if listeners are already subscribed to the Free Talk Live podcast, they automatically get episodes of Edgington Post. But if one would like to subscribe simply to the Edgington Post as its own separate podcast, one can go to freetalklive.com, look over in the left-hand side, and you will see one of those little RSS-looking links with the three sort of radiating indicators going out from it. I don't know how you describe that. Edgington Post is one of them. You click that and then put that in your podcast client, and that'll work.
There you go.
Yep.
So anyway, what I did today was an interview with Gabriel and Luke, the guys that are putting together Fort Gault. And this is an amazing project. What they're doing is they're creating like a complex or a resort kind of thing down in southern Chile of little small-sized condominiums where you can buy in and either A, live in this sort of Liberty enclave. They were talking about how cheaply they can live in Chile, and they were saying they were doing it on $500 a month, living well on $500 a month.
Cheap.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that. So essentially you can, enjoy this lower cost of living and that sort of thing by living there year round, or you can just have a little slice of heaven down there in Chile. And remember, it's summer in Chile when it's winter up north. And you can rent it out the rest of the time, which I think is interesting. They'll be doing sort of a hotel aspect with it. So you'll own the room, but you can rent it out when you're not there. It's fortgult.com. It's going to be put together by Benson Wood. It's going to be nice, high-end, new construction. Really great to look at. And they don't expect you to sort of pay out all of the front or anything like that. Just 10% of whatever the pledge is the only thing you're really putting at risk, because they're going to use that to buy the land, and then they'll get payouts as they get progress going on. It's fortgult.com. Go check it out for yourself. I think you'll be impressed with the online presentation. I certainly was. Fortgult.com.
Let's talk to Josh. He's in Detroit. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Josh?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? First time. Last time I called, I was pretty hammered. I was smoking weed, and I kind of forgot what I was wanting to talk about,
Notes. You got to take notes when you call talk radio. It really helps keep you on track.
Notes instead of tokes. I know.
There you go.
Notes instead of tokes. So, yeah, first of all, I saw online you guys were talking about Scientology. I'm going to give you my basis on religion. It just causes war and racism.
I don't know if religion causes war or racism. Religion is just a belief about the nature of the universe and its relation, to God, essentially.
Well, who's God?
So there are some organized religions that might perhaps have gone to war in the past, but I don't think you can indict all of religion for war. That's not really fair.
Well, no, it is pretty fair, because if you don't believe what I believe, then who's right and who's wrong, correct?
Well, everyone can be right about their religious beliefs. Why does one person have to be right, but others have to be wrong?
No one has to be right or wrong. That's the thing. I'm sick and tired of, all Muslims are bad. They're terrorists,
Well, what you're saying is you're tired of people saying that because that's not true, right? Like, most Muslims are very peaceful people.
We're all human, It's a human thing.
I'm with you there, Josh. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Definition of religion, according to dictionary.com, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances, and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs.
I can get slippery on the definition of religion. To me, it kind of indicates that you have banded together with other people and just decided to believe something that somebody else said.
Other people's not necessarily required for religion.
I don't think
you can
it
have
is.
Your own personal
I don't
religion.
Think it is by the definition you just gave. But what I'm saying is I can get slippery on this definition. What I sort of mean is by religion is organized religion seems to be my definition of religion.
Yeah, and what you're describing is organized.
And I tend not to like it generally.
Because organized religion historically has sort of been used to take advantage of people to lie to them about the nature of the universe in the hopes of getting their property from them and extracting money and obedience.
Or having them kill for the organization or whatever it is. But I do hold a position in an established organized religion. I'm a clerk at the Keene Friends meeting, so I'm part of the Quaker religion. But it's, they in and of themselves are extraordinarily inclusive. So, I guess it's just up to you what you think.
Shauna's on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Shauna.
Hey, I was just calling because I was listening to Virgil speak, and I kind of feel for pro se litigants because I actually went through the same thing with myself. And can I give you a YouTube site to check out?
Well, if you can tell us, obviously you can't give, the YouTube URL. Yeah, so like, sure. What's the site?
Well, if you go to YouTube and you just look up Shauna Sterling, you'll actually be able to see the court videos when I actually went to court. And that's the only way I could get the video footage. But I actually went all the way through as a pro se litigant. The judge did try to get me to get an attorney, and I did start off with one. But then they kind of scared them off, and they're kind of like a gang. They don't want to.
Yes. Definitely like a gang. What was your case about? Why did you go to court?
Well, it was a foreclosure case where a company I bought a home from, they weren't licensed or registered in my state to even do mortgages. I didn't know that until I initially got an attorney. And then I bought a home for $104,000. And it actually was only worth $40,000. It was full of lead paint, and they didn't disclose it. And it was found in the home. So we went all the way to jury trial, and the jury, and I barely got us a jury trial. They were trying to deny me it, but I barely got us to it. And the jury voted unanimously for me. And that's what I'm saying. If you go watch, you know, I listen to you guys a lot. I also like Alex, too. So Alex Jones, so like, I'm in between. But the reason I wanted to call, too, is because you mentioned for the jury nullification. And I believe this jury used jury nullification. They didn't even know they were doing it.
Can you nullify in a civil case? I mean, is that something that is really considered jury nullification?
I think they can. I was reading into it because I kept going, you know, the jury totally did not follow the instructions because what they did in the instructions was wrong. I'm before the Court of Appeals right now. So they totally ignored them. You see their other attorney get up. The judge she read the whole verdict, and she should have dismissed the jurors at that point, and she kept them there. And the other, the counsel for the other individuals, she got up and she started letting, you know, them have it to the judge. And then the judge sent them back with orders to rule a certain way, and still they didn't want to.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it's all on video. It's all on video.
So now the other side is appealing, and you're going to the appeals court.
I'm appealing because what she did.
But I thought you won.
I know. The judge sent them back to change it. She ordered them.
And they did come back and change it?
They wrote exactly what she wrote, but they refused to give them one vote. So they didn't get a single vote. They had no legal responsibility to even put any damages against me, and the judge still took my home away and put damages against me.
Wow.
There's nothing, no legal grounds. So that's why I was before the Court of Appeals. But if you look that up, you'll see all the...
Shauna, what do people search? Shauna what?
Sterling.
Sterling?
I can't find it on here.
Spell Shauna.
Go to Shawna.
Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. Sterling, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, and good luck in your appeals court. There's more on the way here. 855, 450 free, just more proof the judge can do whatever he wants, apparently.
So who else will you need at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Uber rated. We will tell you what happened here in just a few moments. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. Go first to Andrew, listening in Birmingham. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I had, I guess, three kind of points that are collinear, although the first one is that I had an employee recently ask me for a raise, and it just, as much as I understand how I have to pay, the quarterly FICA tax, I held my tongue, but I wanted to say, hey, you know, if you want a raise, because she was only asking for like a 50 cent, you know, per hour raise, which is like nothing really. Except that, you know, I have to pay, you know, 15.3% divided by two every quarter. I have to pay that for every employee I have for every hour that they're paid. Do you understand what I'm saying? Talking about
15.3%, is that Social Security?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So that's split between, so half of that the employee pays, and it's deducted directly from their paycheck. The
yep.
other, 7.65% is I have to pay every quarter. So
right.
In essence, she was asking me for a 50 cent per hour raise. And, you know, I wanted to tell her, well, look, you know, I can do better than that. You know, if you can convince the federal government from stopping the theft of your assessment on wages, you know, I can give you an immediate 61.2 cents per hour you know, raise basically immediately, you know. The problem is that she would have to then immediately pay that to the federal government because, you know, she makes, as a basic example, okay, she makes $8 an hour. She has to pay 7.65% to the federal government on her side, but then right. every quarter I have to add up the amount of hours that I paid her and then pay that directly to the federal government. And so, to me, the power to tax is the power to destroy. So the fact that they own your time as a W-2 employee, I mean, this is a very philosophical question, but the, you know, if the federal government owns your time and they tax it as such, do they own you? You know, do you own yourself? It's a very deep philosophical question. Man, I have three things I'd love to talk to you about. I guess right. I just have to call in on like
three different times. I think that this is an important question because, you know, when you look at sort of the paradigm of a master and a slave, you generally don't think of a slave as being able to do to choose what type of work that they want to do. But I mean, if somebody chooses to take the fruits of your labor, that's sort of indicative of slavery, right? Like, you know, with slavery, obviously you don't get to allocate 100% of the money. So 100% of the money you have no allocation of as a slave. But clearly money has to be allocated back to the slave for medical, food, shelter, clothing, the kind of things that one would have to have.
Well, because the slaves take care of that on their own now. The master doesn't have to provide those things.
That's the case, but and also the, I get, you know, maybe you'll call it soft slavery or free range slavery or free range serfdom. I don't know. You can come up with whatever term you want to have, but anybody who can take 1% of your income can take 99% of your income if that's what they wish to do. The problem is if you take 99% of someone's income, they will stop working and they will start taking welfare. So the question is finding that sweet spot for any given amount of income that
where
somebody
you can
has.
The maximum
if I can
amount.
Interrupt real quick,
yeah.
if I may. Okay, yeah. So that's when I had thought of telling this girl that, look, you know, I wish that if it were up to me, I would pay 0% of your FICA. You know, you would pay all 15.3%, and I would give you an immediate 7.65% raise. I would give you better than your 50% or your 50 cent per hour raise. I'd give you a 61.2% cent.
But do you see how that information doesn't benefit her in any way? I mean, this is more of an economic.
I know it doesn't at all, but that's my point, is to say, look, I would love to give you a raise. I could give you that and more, but the problem is I have to pay the damn federal government, you know, all this money every quarter for your labor, and you never even get to see it deducted out of your paycheck. And you're already paying this
much. Is there a way around that? I mean, I can understand how frustrating that would be as a business owner, and I know that most business people feel they have to jump through the IRS hoops. But what about, like, you know, I don't know if this is a solution at all. I'm just throwing it out there. What about turning your employees into contractors? I mean, does that mean less paperwork for you?
The problem with that is that's a very specific definition, and it depends on the amount of directive that you have as a boss over your employees. So if you can tell them and direct them as to where to be, when, for such and such a time, what to do, then they're a W-2 employee, and you can't pay them as a contractor. That would be an amazing improvement, yes. But
a contractor, you can't tell a contractor when to show up somewhere?
No, you
shouldn't
can't.
That be in the contract? I mean, if I've got a contractor who's going to do work for me, I expect them to be somewhere.
No, I that would be great, but the problem is that you just tell them what you want done and the time frame that would be appropriate, and they then, as a contractor, can choose what hours and how it's done, you know, as is appropriate to you in the contract that you signed with him.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but they have definitions by which an employee is defined.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, and if you fit enough of these definitions, then you're an employee as opposed to a contractor. You know, I think that if it was just an argument about hours, you might be able to, define somebody as a contractor as opposed to an employee. But I suspect that there's these other things that get thrown in. And employers, in many cases, need employees, like people who are defined as employees in order to do specific jobs, because a contractor can't do them all.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a tough situation, and I think, as Mark pointed out, you know, a lot of this is going to be lost on her as sort of a wage slave. So what are you going to do?
Well, I have to just tell her that I can't give her a raise, even 50 cents an hour, because I'm already paying the government 61.2 cents an hour. You know, I would love for her to have that raise. She could, in a sense, if she could get the government to abolish the FICA tax, you know, if you think of someone who makes $30,000 a year, you know, 15.3%, I mean, man, if you make $30,000 a year, you're barely feeding your kids, and the government is taking $4,500 of your money.
That's crazy.
Carte blanche. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
For a program that may or may not pay you in the future.
Oh, it's not going to be there, Mark.
Yeah, no way.
Probably not.
Andrew, good luck with your conversation there. I hope it goes over as well as it possibly can. Thanks for the call tonight.
But I'd point out, for those that Social Security has been there, it's about 1% return on your money. This is the worst investment that one can make. The only value that Social Security has is essentially to those people who, wish to be sort of human ranchers. You know, those people that say, well, if we don't have Social Security, some people won't pay in. And I think that's absolutely true. Some people won't pay in. But there's consequences to actions. And the only way that people learn is by having, you know, is that they see the consequences to actions of some people. And I think that, you know, is gonna have to be how it is. You know, maybe the way you want to save for your retirement is to have good relationships with your kids, so they'll take you in when you're not able to work anymore. I don't know what it is. It's not my business, but I can tell you that Social Security is an incredibly bad investment.
Let's go to Lucas in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Lucas.
Hey. I think you may be right that as a strictly as a looking at return on investment, that Social Security may not be the best value. The upside of Social Security is this. Social Security is supposed to be a safety net, not an investment program. So the point of Social Security is that we don't, as a result, as a society, have a large number of old, unable to work, indigent people that have nowhere to live and must depend on a child, assuming they have one that doesn't make $8 an hour.
Lucas, hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in hour number two, which is coming up shortly on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-453.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do 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 do
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.